In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we are to be mindful of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. We might look at that and say, I never forgot. That's not the point. The point isn't whether or not we deny it. The point isn't whether or not we forgot. The point is whether it is before us always. That's what he's talking about. Because when we look at what St. Paul is doing in his missionary work, it is because of his faith in Jesus. It is because of his love for Jesus. And it's also because of his love for souls. He recognizes very clearly that there is only one means to salvation, unlike what our very demented society is telling us. There is only one. Jesus made that very clear. He said, no one can come to the Father except through me. There is no other means of salvation. And St. Paul understood that. And that is exactly what led him to do what he was doing. And so the point that he's making then to all of us is to keep that in front of us. There is ultimately only one thing that matters, and Jesus said that himself. One thing only is important, and that's the Lord. We have made so many things so important in our lives that really aren't, and they're a waste of our time and effort. And we have made our Lord, unfortunately, sort of a side thing. When it's convenient, we'll bring him in. Maybe we'll even spend some time every day in prayer, which is a great thing, but then that's it. We've got this little chunk of time set apart for Jesus, and then the rest of my day, forget him, because I've got things to do. St. Paul wouldn't operate that way. Everything that St. Paul did was about the Lord. Now, it wasn't just because he was out doing missionary work and therefore he's preaching the Lord. He even went so far as to say, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So he's talking about every single thing in our lives must revolve around the Lord. That has to be the center. Why? Because that's our eternity. Every last one of us is going to live forever. This time here is very, very short. Even if you live 100 years, this is very, very short. Eternity, on the other hand, is very, very long. And since there are only two options of where we're going to spend that eternity, we need to make the choice very carefully. And we need to make it very radically. And that's exactly what St. Paul did, and that's exactly what he's telling us that we have to be about. To choose the Lord, not just be mindful in saying, oh yeah, that's right, don't forget about Jesus. It's choosing him, it's embracing him, it's living our lives for him. And so that way we bring him into everything that we do. Some of the saints, when they would look at it, would say, I just do everything for Jesus. Remember reading Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity, and she was, when she was young, a concert pianist before she went into the monastery. And she would be in all these competitions that her parents put her in, and she said, I came to hate it. But she wanted to do this because her parents wanted her to. She said, I did it for the Lord. She said, I couldn't have cared less about the judges who were there. I just played for Jesus. Then she loved it. We can do everything for Jesus. We can do everything with Jesus. So no matter what you're doing throughout your day, do it with the Lord. That's what St. Paul is getting at. And then he also reminds us in the first reading that everything he's doing is for souls. It's for the salvation of the people. So again, we can offer everything up in union with the Lord. So it's not just being with him and saying, okay, Lord, be with me in whatever I'm doing, sweeping the floor, doing the laundry, or mowing the lawn, or whatever it is, but also, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you for the good of souls, for the salvation of souls. And so it just brings us then right down to the essence of the whole point of what St. Paul is getting at and what every one of us can ask ourselves. Number one, do I love Jesus enough to do this? Number two, do I love souls enough to do this? Now, it may be in your own life, maybe that love for souls in general isn't there yet, but for most, God has at least given us a number of people. If you are married with children, you've got a spouse and you have children to pray for. I suspect you love them enough to offer things up for them. As you start doing that and you get used to it, pretty soon, there's a greater love for souls that you've never even met, that are on the other side of the world. It doesn't matter where they are, you're just giving everything to Jesus and Mary. And that's what St. Paul would be trying to teach us. That's the point he's getting at. And so Jesus Christ risen from the dead destroys death. Jesus Christ risen from the dead restores life. He gives us everything that we need in the forgiveness of our sins, the restoration of the life of our souls, and ultimately eternal life. That's what St. Paul is getting at. That's what we want for everybody. We don't want anybody going the wrong direction. We want everybody on the right track. So if the Lord has given you opportunities, which we all have these days since we live in a world that is filled with lots of suffering, don't waste it. Offer it. Unite it with Jesus. Do everything with him. That's what St. Paul's getting at. Be mindful of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Do everything with him. Do everything for him. Do everything for the love of souls.